Hello there, listeners. Hope you can hear me. Here is Maya speaking from a train going from Jerusalem to the airport. I got all the way to my friend's house in Jerusalem. And I was planning to go to the beginning of this seminar tomorrow, but then my friend roommates they start speaking about this, that their studies are cancelled for tomorrow, and everything is cancelled for tomorrow. No schools open, and no it's not allowed to gather in big groups of people because Iran is planning to attack Israel directly tomorrow morning. That's what the news said. And Iran for years now is threatening Israel with an atom bomb. So it sounds serious. So the seminar was also cancelled. And very fast I understood that the sensible thing for me to do is go on the train and try to go get as far as I can from Jerusalem. I thought that the train is gonna be crowded with like hundreds of people that are trying to escape Jerusalem, but it seems to me while I was walking in the street that people are not that afraid, or not that afraid still, or something, I don't know. I think every person that I saw was speaking about the news, about the threats coming from Iran. But it seems that it's very, very fresh news, and people didn't yet heard about it really. So maybe I'm just the fastest to understand, or maybe I'm over safe, but I don't care to be over safe. I want to be home. I want to be back in my village with my friends and the surroundings that I know and love, and the community that support me, be close to my parents, to all the people that it's important to me to take care to. So I'm on my way back home. I think now I'm a bit scared because the train, we go far from Jerusalem, that is great, but we're going close to the next stop is the airport, and I think the airport is one of the most dangerous places in Israel right now, so I'm actually quite afraid to go there, even a bit surprised that they did not stop the train from going there. But hopefully we go there fast before anything happen, and then continuing into Tel Aviv, which is also sound like a very, very dangerous place to be now. But I hope to stay there only a little while and catch the train back north. And from there on, I think every place that is, that I go, if I go north direction, will be safer. Even though after I'm passing Haifa and going toward Akko and Klil, it is going closer to Lebanon, but this is where I live. I could have stopped somewhere in the middle of the way that is safer, like Tivon, or I can think about a few places that I can stop that are statistically safe here, because my village is quite close to Lebanon. But I want to be home. I want to be with my community. I want to be with my friends, with my loved ones. And I want to be home. I'm going home. Wow, what a night. What a night, really. I was going to do the episode about the Knesset, about the Israeli parliament. That is in my friend's house, where I visit in Jerusalem. You could see the parliament. You can see it from the entries. You can see it from the balcony. You can see it from the big window in the kitchen, kitchen/living room. It's. She told me that it's about 15 minutes away by walk, and I was going to do the episode about the experience of sitting in the balcony and smoking a joint, looking at the parliament in the night with this one line of strong light at the roof and two big flags, Israel flags on the top, look like the castle of evil, you know, like I cannot remember the name of the land from Lord of the Ring, but you know, like the evil people land from the Lord of the Ring. This is kind of how the Israeli parliament looked like for me. It was very like, it's like on the top of the hill, and it's quite scary, actually. It's scary also because like fucked up people are sitting there and make decisions, and it's scary also because it's like a very strong target to hit with a rocket. I mean, it was scary to be next to it because it seems like a statistically like a place that is likable to be hit by a rocket in a crazy night like this. The parliament, the airport, the gas stations, the big city centers, stuff like this, I guess. Maybe also the border settlements, which is where I live, in a way. Yeah, quite scary times in Israel now. There is a teenager boy from the Jewish settlements in the West Bank have been murdered. He was missing for a day or two, and today they found him and he's murdered. And now the settlements are like burning Palestinians' cars and really like going really wild, and I think violent in the territories is going very, very bad. And the threats from Iran are also quite seriously scary, and it's a scary night. It's a night of terror. But I'm happy to be here on the train when people are not panicked. I wish I will be home before people get panicked, if it will get that bad. You can never know, because you know they're threatening all the time. Every time there is like warning for terrible, horrible stuff that is about to happen for years now, you know. So I guess people's sense for that is really low, in a way, I guess. I don't know, mine, at least. So you cannot really know if it's just warnings or something terrible about to happen. But anyway, I think that the reality now is that there is threats and feeling of threats and a really feeling of unknown in the air, and it's scary. Yeah, it's scary. Anyway, I wish me luck with that. I will let you know what's going on. Thank you, listeners, for listening.